Today's shiur is a Masechta Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Yud Daled. Hu Hoya Oimer. He used to say, we are in the middle of the Mamorim that Hillel used to say. We had it in Mishneh Yud Gimel, and he continues here in Mishneh Yud Daled. Im Ein Ani Li Mi Li. If I am not for myself, who will be for me? If I will not worry to correct myself, who will correct me? Psychologists tell us, do something to help yourself. That's what Hillel is saying. If you don't do something for yourself, who will? You have to be the one to do something to help yourself. Ushani la'atzmi, continues Hillel. And if I am only for myself, if I only worry about myself, mo'ani, what is my ani worth? If my ani does not encompass other people, and the Meforshim tell us that there are individuals that their ani, what they are involved in besides themselves, their ani encompasses their spouses, their ani encompasses their families, their ani encompasses the shul that they daven in, the community that they live in, the city that they live in, the country that they live in. And there are great gedolim, gedolei hador, that their ani encompasses the entire world. They are concerned about each and every individual. Their ani expands to encompass any Jew that needs help anywhere in the world. So the Mishnah is telling us that we have to expand our ani to include many, many other people. And our goal should be that of a Gadol Hador, where all of Jewry is encompassed in his self, in his self-interest. Continues Hillel, Ve'imloy achshav emasai. And if I don't take care of something right away, when will I take care of it? The simple idea is that I don't know what the future lays in store. I don't know if I'll have an opportunity to accomplish this which is obligated upon me if I don't do it now. As my Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas tells Hagoyin Rav Motl Katzitzal used to say, Ve'im loy achshav, emasai achshav. I might even accomplish this matter in a future day, but I've lost the here and now. I may learn in the future, but I'll never be able to replenish the time right now where I was also obligated to learn and I missed the opportunity and I did not learn. And the Sefer Mishnayos Mevo'arais, written by Rav Pinchas Kahati, Zichrono Livracha, which I use very often here in the Shurim, especially when we quote Avos Rav Nosson and other Meforshim, and I wanted to mention that Loimer Dover B'Shem Omroi, he brings here from the Sefer Hamor written by the Rambam that the pshat in the Mishnah is Ukshani La'atzmi, even if I do accomplish for myself, Mo'ani, what have I actually accomplished compared to the great mission and role that is upon me? I have so much more that I could develop myself that even if I have done some improvement, but compared to what my ultimate goal is, what have I accomplished? Ve'im loy achshav emasai, if a person believes that even if he doesn't correct something when he's young, even if he doesn't improve himself as far as his midos and character traits are concerned, he'll do it later in life. That's not true. As Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Mishlei, Perek Chavez, Pasuk Vav, Chanoich Lenar al pi darkoi. Teach each child according to his ability. Gam ki yaskin lo yaser mimenu. If you do that, then even when he grows old, he will not deviate from that which he learned while he was young. So when we're training a child in good things, we are guaranteed that he will keep up those good things all the way till his old age. But the opposite is true as well. If a young child incorporates bad midos, bad character traits, he's going to keep those character traits until long in life. If he doesn't improve it when he's young, imloy achshav emasai, it'll be very, very difficult to improve it when he gets older. Mishnah Tezvov. As an introduction to this Mishnah, we go back to Mishnah Yud Beis, where Hillel told us that a person should be mitalmidav shel Aaron, oyeves habriyos umekarvan l'toyra. And we did not mention it in that Mishnah when we were learning it at that time. But Hillel, of course, practiced this, as we find in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, where a number of Gentiles came to Hillel, and they desired to become Gerim, but their requests would seem to be very odd, preposterous. One Ger came, Amenashet Simeni Kohen Gadol, you should make me a Kohen Gadol after I become a Ger. Another Goy came and said, Amenashet Talamdeni Kola Torah Kula Kishani Oimet Al Regal Achas, that you should teach me the entire Torah while I'm standing on one foot. And first, these goyim had come to Shammai. And Shammai's reaction, the Gemara says, was, Dachvoy ba'amas habinyan, that he took a beam of a building and he pushed the goy out of his house. However, Hillel brought these brios, these people, with love close to the Torah, and he explained what their questions were, and he was makarev them to Yahadus. They became full-fledged Yisraelim, proper Geirus, through Hillel's being makarev them. How these stories in Masechta Shabbos reflect upon what Shammai is going to say in this Mishnah, we will see later on in the Mishnah. But Chazal do tell us, Lo'olam ye'odam anvesen kehillel. A person should always be a humble person like Hillel, va'al yehi yehei kabdon kishamai. He should not be so makbid as Shammai was. Shammai was very strict and did not have the benevolence and the friendship and the humility, apparently, of Hillel. And we'll refer back to this as we learn the words of Shammai. Begins the Gemara. Shammai Oimer. Shammai said three halachos. And the Bartanura tells us that since we find that Yirmiyahu HaNavi spoke about three mindless of a person could be a wise man, a chacham, a gibor, a strong, courageous person, and v'osher, a rich person. So, keneged each one of these attributes of a person, Shammai gave one piece of advice. Keneged the chacham, he spoke about the learning of Torah. Asei toirascha keva, make your Torah permanent. Keneged the usher, he said, Emor ma'at, say little, va'asei harbe, but do a lot. And keneged the gibor, he said, ve'avi mekabel es kol ha'odom b'sever panim yafes. You should receive every person that comes to you, to your home, with a friendly countenance. You should smile at them and be friendly with them. And even if there is something about that person that would provoke you to be nasty to him, you should be kovish your yetzer, and ezeu gibor hakovish es yitzroi. Who is it that is considered courageous and strong, someone who's able to rule and dominate over his yetzer ra? So control yourself, show the person a friendly countenance when you receive him. And now let us go into each of these advices of Shammai in a more detailed manner. Asei Torascha Keva, make your Torah permanent. The Rambam tells us, Asei Limura Torah Iker, V'chol Shar Iskecha Tafel. Make the learning of Torah the main objective of your life, and all other things that you're busy with, make them secondary. As the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, tells us on the Pasuk, V'dibarta Bam, a person should speak in words of Torah, Asei Osam Keva, make Torah the kvius, the permanent part of your life. Val Tasem Aroi, do not make Torah temporary. All your other businesses and dealings should be of a more temporary nature, but Torah, your kvius, should be in Torah. There's an interesting pshat on the word Keva from the Hafla. The Hafla brings a pasuk in Navi, which shows us that this word can mean steal. A person is very busy. He has to be able to steal time for Torah. Asei Tarascha Keva. Your Torah should be one of stealing. You're stealing time from your other occupations and make sure that you learn Torah. We know that one of the things that a person is asked on the Yom HaDin is Kavata Itum La Torah. Have you had set times of learning Torah each and every day? The Avista Rav Nosson tells us, Ketzad, how is it that a person makes his Torah permanent? Melamed, this teaches us, Shim Shama Adam Davar Mipi Chacham Beis HaMedrash. If he heard a wise thing from a Chacham in the Beis HaMedrash, Al Yasei Samaroi, he shouldn't make it temporary. Al Yasei Say Keva, Al Yidei Chazari, through repeating, repetition, learning it over and over again. Uma Shalomed Adam Yasei, he should do what, he shouldn't just learn it, but he should practice what he learned. V'yalamed lachem v'yasu, and he should teach to others, and they should do. As the Pasuk says, v'limadetem oisam, u'shmartem lasoisam. You should be careful to not only learn Torah, but actually to practice what you have learned. Another pshat in the Avista Rav Nosson is, in the words, asei tarascha keva, shalei tachmer la'atzmecha v'teka lachem, oy lahepach, that a person should not be stringent on himself and be lenient in the same question pertaining to others, or the opposite. He'll be stringent to others and lenient on himself. He should be consistent. And that's what it means with make the Torah keva, a permanent structure, and not one that is temporary depending on who it pertains to. The Tiferes Yisroel tells us a very interesting shot. He understands this Mishnah to be giving us various advice in learning Torah and in remembering Torah, and he explains in one of his explanations that making Torah permanent means inyan hemshech shaloi yehei limudai piske piske lilmoid ma'at ulahafsik. His learning should not be I learn a little bit and then I stop. As Reb Chaim Shmulevitz points out, that a kettle can be heated thousands of times, but if it doesn't reach the boiling point of 212 degrees Fahrenheit, it will never boil. A person has to allow Torah to be learnt steadily, without interruption, so that it can reach its boiling point, so that it can become part and parcel of a person. If a person learns with interruptions, it will not be able to become part of himself. As the Tveres Yisrael says, that if a person has these hafsakis halalu, mishamshois lahashkia halimud, they cause a person to forget his learning. Umahai time, it says the Tveres Yisrael, very interestingly, lo yehei seder limudai binyanim harbe liyayim. He shouldn't learn many things every day. Rak yeh kavua umuchsik l'chola yoyser begimel inyanim. He should not learn more than three different things a day. Because if he learns many things, if he's spread out all over the place, he will not enable any part of the Torah to become part of his mahus, part of his essence. Because one thought, he's learning so many different things that he can't focus on one thing. One machshava will cause the other machshava to be destroyed. It won't be able to become part and parcel of himself. Even if he's learning one thing, he shouldn't take different types of prints of the same material, micheder lecheder, from one room to another. Or yafilu mimakom lemakom ba'isacheder, even in the same room, from one corner of the room to the other. Vafilu rak mizman lezman, or learn this limit at different times. Lo yishana, he should be kavua. It should be exactly the same sefer, the same spot, the same time. Eliyah rogel lekvoya shom yuchad kavua lelimud zeh. every day at a certain time, he's learning this particular limit. The shoach heres mecheres a limit acher, and the other hour is every day the same hour for a different limit. Ki kol sidur nois yichazik karchazikorn, as much as he's able to have the exact same sefer and the exact same spot where he's learning, and the same time, that all helps his retention of the material, his memory. The chol shinui yachlishu. And any change, whether it's a different place, a different sefer, a different time, that all will cause that his memory and retention will become weakened and he will not remember the material. And then Shammai goes on to say, Vavi Mekabel, the next thing is Emor Ma'at, say a little, Vasei Arbe, and do a lot. So this is like Avraham Avinu. At the beginning he said, Ve'echo Pas Lechem, I'll take some bread. But then what actually did he do? Instead of this little thing of bread, Vayika Chemov Cholov Ben Abokar Shirasav Eitan Lufneim, he took butter and milk, and he took the meat, and he put it in front of the malachim. And from here we learn out that tzaddikim oimrim at, they say a little, v'oisimar, but they do a lot. But by Rishom, it's just the opposite. And we learn this from Ephron. At the beginning, he told Avram, Eretz arba mei shekel kesef benim ben chomai. I'm just going to ask you 400 shekel kesef. But in the end, it says, v'yishkel Avram l'Ephron arba mei shekel kesef oivr l'soicher. It was such expensive money that it had to be good to be used anywhere in the world. So he took the most precious 400 shekel kesef that he could ask for, and Ephraim at the beginning he said a little, he said a lot that will be very benevolent, and in the end he did little. It cost Avram a tremendous amount of money. And then finally, Rabbi Mekabel is called Adam Sefer Panim Yavis. The Bartanura explains that this refers to a person having guests in his house, that he should treat them with a smile. And if a person, says the Bartanura, gives his friend all the matanis in the world with a face that is angry and not b'sever panim yafos, so the Torah considers it as if he didn't give him anything. But the opposite, if he receives his friend with a b'sever panim yafos, even if he didn't give him anything, the Torah considers it as if he's given his friend all the matanis tovus in the world. So says the Avos de Reb Nosson. And finally, we come to how these words of Shammai reflect on what Shammai did in the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph. On the one hand, from the Gemara and Shabbos Lamed Aleph, we saw that Hillel practiced what he preached, as Chazal tell us by Art Tzadikim, Mashem, Oimrim, Hemoisim. What they say, they do. They practice what they preach. Hillel preached Eves Abriyus Makarv L'Torah, and we see from the story in Shabbos, from the Gerim, how he was Makarv them L'Torah, through his humility, through his acceptance, through his friendship. But on now, we have a question on Shammai. Shammai, in this Mishnah, says, Vevi Makabalus Kol Ha'adam Esever Panim Yafos, was taking a beam and knocking the guy out of the house when he asked his question, which was a strange question, but was that the way to approach it? So one teretz I've heard is that Eina Chanami, that when Shammai saw how successful Hillel was, that's when he said this Mishnah, Vevi Mekabalus Kol Ha'adam Esever Panim Yafos. You have to accept everyone in a friendly way, because you can carve everyone to Torah if you do it through friendship and not being makbid as Shammai was. Another pshat we find in the Yochanan Boaz Mishnayos on the side in the Likutim, who asked this question, that it seems to be a contradiction in Shammai, and one who would want to criticize the Torah could say that Shammai was not practicing what he preached. And he answers, if you look carefully at the words of Shammai, he doesn't say Vevi Mekabel as Kol Adam b'sever panim yavos. He says as Kol Ha'adam b'sever panim yavos. Meaning, says the Likutim there in the Mishnayos, that if a person asks, like the man, he asks with seichel, with understanding, then you're Mekabel b'sever panim yavos. But if he asks a crazy question, that Shammai believed that on that you could be makbid on him. You don't have to act like Hillel. The Gemara tells us that a person should always, even with such a question, even if he's asking a crazy question, you should still be an anav like Hillel and not a kabdan like Shammai. But at least we understand what Shammai Shita was and why it's not a contradiction to what he said here in the Mishnah. And finally, in the Mishnayos Mevoris, Rav Pinchas Chati wants to say that in his personal life, of course, Shammai was Makabal as Kol Adam Mesei Rupanim Yavis. But Shammai felt that these questions from the Goyim are an affront to Kavod HaTorah. They're ridiculing Torah by asking such type of questions. And there, again, Shammai Shita was that because of Kavod HaTorah, one should be a Kabdon, one should be Makbid, and that's why he acted with the Amas HaBinyan. But Ein Echanami, if it would not have been an affront to Torah, as Shammai thought, he would be Mekabel B'Sefer Panim Yavis. The Gemara tells us that, in fact, one, even in such a case, should have patience and humility and friendship. And we see from Hillel how Oyevus Abrius Mekarvan L'Torah, but at least we understand that Shammai was not contradicting what he was preaching here in Mishneh Tezvav.